Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
On what is the first day of school?
Yes, sir. We're excited to have the kids here. It's one of the best days of the year.
Brand new school year. And, of course, it does seem that you're starting early, but not as early as last year. And you tell me that some other districts have indeed started earlier.
Actually, there are some districts that started last Thursday. So it's still a little bit early. We did move the start of school back 1 week, and a lot of that's because of state testing and other things that we had to do. But we'll still have the October break that I think a lot of people, I got more positive publicity about that October break from both teachers and students. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Who started earlier than Commerce?
Oh, there were some private schools in Dallas, and then I think Bishop Lynch,
Dallas area. Yes, I see. So how many other week-long breaks do you have during the year?
Well, the only added one is the fall break.
Okay.
We still have the Thanksgiving break and the Christmas break and spring break.
Right.
But the only added one is the October fall break.
Okay, good. You started this last year, even starting a week earlier, and then you got out in the middle of May. How did all that it work out like you hoped that it would?
A large part of it did. You know, the state sort of changed the testing calendar after we had already approved our calendar. So testing was the last week, and we don't know that that's necessarily what's best for our kids. We would like for our kids to be able to focus on some other things during that last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make our schedule a little bit more conducive to that part of it. But overall, I do think it was good for our kids and good for our faculty.
Mm-hmm. Now, when will school be out at the end of the year?
I believe it's May 20th or 23rd.
Yeah, still pretty early.
Yes, sir.
Quite early compared to what it used to. There for a while, it was end of the first week of June, even.
Yes, sir.
As late as that. You have enough bus drivers?
Yes, sir. We're looking good on buses
this
year.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a big worry off your mind.
Yes. Now, we can always use more bus drivers, so I'm never going to turn one away.
Yeah.
And it's a good little position and job, and we're hoping to add some routes with some other things that we're doing.
Okay, good. So you're telling me about something called a 21st century grant that Commerce ISD has received, and this is pretty exciting news.
Yes, sir. It's extremely exciting. 21st century grant is for after school and summer programs. Dr. Graham Sweeney with Bowles ISD asked Commerce ISD to join in them in the application. So both Bowles ISD and Commerce ISD won this grant. Commerce's portion of it will be about $850,000 a year for 4 years, which will be about $3.4 million. And all of this is to build an after-school program and summer program that really benefits our kids. We're going to be able to feed them a hot meal after school. We're going to be able to provide them transportation after the after-school program. It'll be about 3 hours long, 3 to 4 hours long. We're also looking to partnership or continue our partnership with Boys and Girls Clubs in some of those areas. But it'll be a lot of our staff doing the academic enrichment pieces. And then we'll have special things like maybe robotics or gaming clubs, or we'll be able to do some neat things for our kids.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD superintendent. Right now we're talking about a new 21st century grant that Commerce ISD and the Bowles ISD will get. $850,000, I mean, for Commerce ISD, that's a sizable chunk of money there.
Yes, sir. That's a significant amount. And it's enough for us. You know, we only found out that we received this grant 2 weeks ago, and we have to have it started by the first day of school in September. So we're in a hurry. We've really been working on this. A lot of our admin team, this has been a big focus for us to get it all up and running.
I'll bet. And so by September 1st.
Actually, the first day of school in September, September 4th. So that's when we would start it.
Oh, you want every day
yes,
you possibly can get. So September 4th, this thing will be rolling.
In the next week or two, we will be sending out a lot of information to parents and students and to give them an opportunity to get involved and sign up. It is free. There is no cost to the parent or the child. So, a lot of the places that kids have been going may have cost money. This won't cost money, and they'll get fed. They'll get tutoring and enrichment from our actual teachers, and then they'll also have special programs that they get involved in.
Now, is this for kids in a certain income bracket or any?
We're going to have one of these sites on every campus. So there'll be one at CES, one at AC Williams, one at Commerce Middle School, and one at Commerce High School.
It's available to all students.
Yes, sir.
And this is kind of a combined federal state program.
Yes, sir. The funds come through the federal government, but the state runs it. So we'll actually report to the state.
Department of Education.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's big news. And then we've just got a few moments left. But what about everyone's concerned about school safety? Do we have some changes in school safety regulations?
Yes, sir. Well, on our end, we're going to change some of our procedures and some of our process, and we're going to make a much bigger push to make sure that we're paying attention to our school safety. So Officer Joe Venerable, who's our chief of police for our school district, has done a lot of work there. And then we've also been working with Texas DPS, our state troopers, to get them to come and actually have an office on one of our campus. And then we're also working with UPD and Commerce PD to see if we can't get those police officers to also have an office. Now, they won't be there all the time, mm-hmm. but it will get them in our schools and involved with our kids and also just have more exposure around the school campuses.
Mm-hmm. And you're working on ways to identify and help troubled kids who might pose a threat to others?
Especially with our counselors to help identify kids with maybe some emotional or social issues that we can help with. I think there's not going to be one answer to this.
No.
We're going to have to work at it so many different angles. But Officer Venable and our counseling staff and our nursing staff, all of them have been working on this together all summer long. So we're going to do everything we can to protect our kids. It's our number one priority.
Well, you're up and running, huh?
Yes, sir. We're excited. Yeah. We're ready for kids.
So it's underway for another year. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you very much, sir.
Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.